The weather has been so glorious, such a good time to be outside if you can take the heat. And here the days are getting longer. It's time for our children to spend more time outside. But does that make you happy or does it make you nervous? Our next guest, Laura Scanese, runs a website called Free Range Kids, and she thinks we do worry too much about our kids going out unsupervised. And she wonders what that's going to mean for those over-supervised kids when they become adults.
The problem I see is that it is becoming unusual and, I worry, illegal to give kids any unsupervised time.
And what's the consequence of that?
Well, let me turn the tables for a second. Tell me something that you loved doing as a kid.
Well, I loved reading, which mm-hmm. was unsupervised. It was indoors.
Mm-hmm.
But I was kind of a free-range kid. I was one of nine. So how hovering could my parents be?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I did go out and play until it was too dark to play.
And so are you grateful?
Grateful. I guess I had fun doing the things I had fun doing, but I'm not sure that it made my generation better human beings.
It didn't necessarily make you great human beings, but it made you human beings.
Our kids are inhuman?
No.
Go on.
But in terms of what we hope our kids get, which is an ability to roll with some punches, get along with each other, come up with something to do when they're bored, empathize with somebody else. All that stuff happens when kids are unsupervised, as does the bad stuff too. But when you were playing as a kid and nobody was orchestrating all your activity or stepping in because your mom is sitting on the bench saying, no, no, Bill, you know, it's her turn now, you had to learn how to do those things. So I think it makes you a good human being in terms of, you know, understanding other people, being able to roll with some punches, pulling yourself together, empathizing.
I can hear KOW listeners nodding furiously.
Right. Wait, now they take a sip.
Yeah, you're describing wonderful aspects of kids having fun unsupervised. But aren't you also saying that therefore we have this generation of paralyzed, inflexible, fluttering like a leaf, scaredy cat kids? And don't kids just roll with whatever their generation is doing and they figure out how to figure things out?
I think they're better off with it. Do I want to be another person telling you how to raise your kids? And if they don't have, you know, 17.2 hours of free time a week, all bets are off. They're going to be a cog in a wheel and lose their job at 27 because they have no creativity and they can't get along with anyone. I really believe that most kids, they're going to be fine.
Right.
Most kids are going to be fine. So it's not like this is how to create the super kid or the only kid that can function and everybody else is going to be a drone. It's sort of radical new idea that somehow this generation of kids cannot have any free time without it being dangerous, too dangerous for either them, you know, they'll be kidnapped and killed, or that they won't be getting the skills that they need for to get into Harvard.
Okay, let's talk about kidnapped and killed. Okay, let's talk about fear.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you that our fears are inflated, but I don't think parents think if my kid goes to school, they're probably going to get abducted. But isn't what parents do is say, downside
mm-hmm.
of the worst scenario,
enormous.
Horrible. Upside, what?
A little empathy.
A little. but what's so terrible about a kid being accompanied, walking to school with a grown up?
Absolutely nothing. And I walk my kids to school a lot. But in terms of the fears, what sort of drives me crazy is that we think it's instinctive to just go to this horrifying scenario of what if my kid is kidnapped and killed, but it's not. Let's go back to talking about can they have any unsupervised time?
Yeah.
Right? And the idea might not be, oh, when they're outside, they will automatically be killed. But if you're thinking, but if in the worst case, it would be really terrible if they were, so why not just sit on the bench? Why not just walk them everywhere? Why not just...
I'm sitting on the bench. I'm on my phone anyway.
Yes.
So I mean, I'm nearby. I'm there, but I'm not really there.
Yes, you are really there. But in general, we have stopped trusting our kids to be able to roll with the punches or to be sad or frustrated or angry or ill-behaved or messed up at all. We think that we have to be there. And I just posted on my blog before I came in here today about Verizon has this new gizmo that you plug into your car when your kid is old enough to drive, and it regulates the speed. You get to regulate their speed. It tells you if they've gone outside a certain parameter that you have set for them.
That lets me not hover around them and know that they're in the parameter.
But that is hovering. I mean, is it
well,
not?
What does the kid care?
Let me ask you a question. Is it hovering when a prisoner has an ankle bracelet and he's allowed to go to work and come home? Is that hovering? Or is that he's free? What's the big deal? It's a thing on his ankle. Come on. It just beeps.
But my kid doesn't know or care.
Well, first of all, your kid would know. And secondly, if your kid doesn't know, that's creepy in its own right, right?
Okay.
That's the drone society. But what I wanted to say is that you're still there intervening. And so what you want is your kid to grow up with some kind of soul where they sort of know right from wrong, and they do it, and they learn to do it because they're part of society, not because somebody is watching from above like a jailer or a parent or God telling them, you know, you can't do that. No, I can do that better for you. I would make a better decision. That's not a decision you should be making.
But don't kids pretty quickly go on with their lives? I mean, what child is constantly with a parent after a couple of years? I mean, they're going to go off and play with people.
Wait,
they're going to have recesses.
Completely hovering and schools are doing. But I read a statistic. Don't know if it's right. Don't like parenting by statistic. But it said that 6% of children between the ages of 9 and 13 play outside unsupervised for an hour a week, at least an hour a week. So that's very little unsupervised time. Mm-hmm. And in fact, what particularly disturbs me these days is that even if I wanted to give my kid this unsupervised time, it's becoming illegal. And it's becoming illegal for a bunch of reasons, most of which are that somebody outside who sees a child outside unsupervised automatically thinks it's dangerous because there's so few kids who are outside. It's like seeing an escaped lemur. I just got a letter last week. A mom was picking up the rotisserie chicken. Her three children, 9, 7, and 5, were in the car. And an FBI agent came up to her and said, "Ma'am, children are taken all the time." So she wasn't arrested. But it's no longer just up to the parent. It really is the government deciding that I can't know my child well enough. I can't know my neighborhood well enough. I can't trust anyone or anything except me, or my GPS device when they get a little older, or an after-school activity, or school, or a nanny, or daycare center, to be constantly watching the kid. A kid unwatched is a kid automatically in danger, and that's not true. So just assume that children are supposed to be part of the world. I mean, we have sucked them out of the public except when they are supervised, and now we're doing it, like I was saying before, even when they're 16, 17, 18.
I agree with you so much. I wonder what's the difference between you and me in a way that because you have a picture of reality that makes total sense to me, and yet my picture of reality is that most parents, they agree with you. They're going to be around their kid just to make sure, but they're also looking for little ways to boost their kids' decision-making and independence. You know, go in the bathroom by yourself, and I'll be, you know, when you come out, I'll be right here. Parents are thinking about the same goals that you have,
right,
but they're not as far along as you wish, and that either way, kids are going to be fine. And I feel like I'm not hand-wringing about it. Everything's going to be fine. Is that kind of what you're seeing, too?
I totally am not hand-wringing, because I do believe, like I said, by the time you're listening to NPR, your kids are going to be fine, right? But if you want your kids to feel that confidence and to know that you believe in them, at some point you have to believe in them. You have to believe that even if they screw up, even if they do something dumb or wrong, or even if they get a little hurt, it's going to be okay. You were okay. Your parents believed in you. And when your kid sees you doing everything with them or waiting for them or being by their side all the time, the message they get is that you love them. Of course you love them. They get that message, but they also get the message that you don't quite believe in them.
Lenore Scanese runs the website Free Range Kids.